year 2015 from the birth of Abraham, in the year 1510 from the exodus of the people of Israel out of Egypt, in the year 1032 from the enthronement of David the prophet and king, in the 60th week of the prophecy of Daniel, in the 42nd year of the reign of Caesar Augustus, in the 33rd year of the reign of Herod, when the staff had gone from Judah as had been prophesied by Jacob the patriarch, at a time when the whole world was at peace, it pleased God to send his only begotten Son and eternal Word to the world to become man and to teach us God's love, to suffer, die, and rise from the dead for our salvation. At that time, the Lord Jesus was born in humble Bethlehem of Judah, and no one knew of it but the Virgin Mary, his mother, and Joseph, her spouse. No one heard of this miracle surpassing all miracles, but a few humble shepherds who had been told by angels in the sky that sang this hymn, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Then the Magi came from the east, led by a star in the heaven. They found their way to where the divine infant rested, and they adored him, and opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold, incense, and myrrh. To God incarnate, to the suckling infant who humbled himself and took our form, becoming a child of man to make children of God. To the one who later walked among us to teach us the way of salvation, and who loved us so much as to give his life for it. To him be glory, honor, and adoration forever and ever. O come, let us adore him.
Thank you.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with sincere hearts to confess our sins to God our Father and to plead in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for his forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord.
To the house of Israel.
All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth.
Bring forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Thank you. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for the Nativity of our Lord is from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the 52nd chapter. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness and publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. The voice of your watchmen, they lift up their voice. Together they sing for joy. For eye to eye they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth together into singing, you waste places of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before the eyes of all nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will tell of the decree.
The Lord said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
Why do the nations rage?
And the peoples plot in vain.
The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together.
Against the Lord and against his anointed, saying,
let us burst our bonds apart
and cast away their cords from us.
He who sits in the heavens laughs.
The Lord holds them in derision.
Then he will speak to them in his wrath
and terrify them in his fury, saying,
as for me, I have set my king. I will tell of the decree.
The Lord said to me, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage,
and the ends of the earth your possession.
You shall break them with a rod of iron,
and mash them to pieces like a potter's vessel.
Now therefore, O kings, be wise.
Be warned, O rulers of the earth.
Serve the Lord with fear,
and rejoice with trembling.
Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way. For his wrath is quickly kindled.
Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
I will tell of the decree.
The Lord said to me,
the reading from the letters is from the letter to Hebrews, the first chapter. Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed the heir of all things, through whom he created the world. He is the radiance of the glory of God, and the exact imprint of his nature. And he upholds the universe by the word of his power. After making purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, you are my son, today I have begotten you? Or again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, Let all the angels worship him. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
name of Jesus. Amen. Our text from the Gospel reading, John chapter 1, verse 14. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. This is our text. The Word became flesh. I think we sometimes don't realize what an amazing statement that is. The Word became flesh. God became man. In Latin, they say homo factus est. God became man. How can we possibly understand what this means? And even more than that, perhaps, what kind of response is fitting to the mystery of the Incarnation? The Word didn't become a myth, a story, or a fairy tale. This isn't like all those old stories from ancient myths that you might read about, the stories about Zeus or Hera and other gods and goddesses and all the shenanigans they pulled and all the lusts they pursued. This is no once upon a time. It didn't take place in a galaxy far, far away. It happened in the days of Caesar Augustus. And it took place in Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, a place that you can still visit today. There is real flesh here, real blood, real muscles with tendons attached to bones, forming a skeleton covered with skin. Real heart, real lungs, real everything. In him was life, breath, mind, soul, desire, will, and all the rest. Everything that it means to be human, he had, except sin. God saw what needed to be done, and he knew that he had to be the one to do it. He knew that it had to be done in the flesh. He sent no angel to our race of higher or of lower place, but wore the robe of human frame, and to this world himself he came. God sent his son to be born of Mary, and that changes everything. Doesn't it? Think of what that means for the beginning. When the Word made man in the beginning, when he breathed life into man's nostrils, he already knew that one day he would become man. When he created time, he did so with the knowledge that he himself would enter time, really enter it. When he created the sun and set it in the sky, he knew that one day he would be standing underneath that sun. And when he formed the earth, he knew that one day he would be standing on it as well. He would do more than just stick his fingers in and stir things up with a miracle here or there. No, he would enter head first. He would dive in to his creation. In the beginning, all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And then, in the fullness of time, the Word became flesh. It's as if you were to enter your own creation. It's as if you were to step into your own painting, or jump into the pages of your own story, or become the notes of your own musical composition. And it's as if you were to do that because that was the only way to set right something that had gone wrong. Because the painting had been marred, and you could only make it right by getting in it. Or the story had taken some terrible turn that could only be fixed by entering the story. Or the music was filled with a dissonance that could only be fixed by becoming one of the notes. He had to enter his creation. So the Word didn't become a hologram The Word didn't become an avatar and live online in the metaverse. He didn't become something that only appeared to be flesh. He didn't cheat. He didn't fake it. He became real flesh, flesh of our flesh and bone of our bone. He was able to look people in the eye, to put on a smile, to crack a joke, to shed a tear. He had toes that could be stubbed, fingernails that could be clipped. He had inches to grow, and he had thumbs to suck. He could catch colds. He could pick up infections. He had the kind of flesh that could have gotten Delta or Omicron or whatever comes next. And why? Why would he do that? Why would he come into these messes and sicknesses and into this world of death? For one reason, and one reason only. Love caused the incarnation. Love caused the incarnation. Love brought you down to me. Your thirst for my salvation procured my liberty. O love beyond all telling that led you to embrace in love, all love excelling, our lost and fallen race. Love caused the Word to become flesh. Love for you and also your own great need. The darkness of sin and death is what brought the light into this world. It is a remarkable thing that when God saw what sin had done, when he saw what death would bring, he didn't simply let his creation go off and fall into ruin, but he made a plan to enter that creation in the flesh. One person with two natures, true God and also true man, indivisibly, inseparably, unconfusedly, and unchangeably united. And he did it not only to become flesh, but that he might die in the flesh for you and for me. He took his flesh to the cross. We stake our lives on this confession that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. But even more than us, he staked his life on this, that what was required to save you and be your Lord was that he took on flesh for your sake and for mine. O love, how deep, how broad, how high, beyond all thought and fantasy, that God, the Son of God, should take our mortal form for mortal's sake. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And what can we do but bend our knees, bow our heads, express our thanks, sing his praise, and receive the gifts that he gives? The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and he is here still for you today. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace that passes all understanding guard your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Oh.
I will offer the thanksgiving sacrifice and call upon the name of the Lord.
O Lord, my strength, I love you.
On this Christmas day, let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. Father in heaven, with great joy and humble awe, we acknowledge your dear Son to be the Word made flesh. We rejoice that because he is now our brother, we have become your sons and daughters in our baptism. Keep us your children in true faith in you, and in fervent love for one another. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, give us joy in serving you. Your Son gladly served you by his humble willingness to honor his earthly parents, growing in wisdom and knowledge, and taking his place in daily life. Teach us to rejoice in our daily lives and callings, in our homes, our work, our land, and your church. Lord, in your mercy. Gracious Lord, the great mystery of the Incarnation was first believed and proclaimed by common men and women, Mary and Joseph, and the shepherds. Give us confidence to tell the joyful message of our Savior's birth, life, death, and resurrection, that your Spirit may work the miracle of faith as he wills. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty God, guide all who administer and judge our laws in this land. Preserve us in justice and truth, and make us faithful citizens, honoring those in authority over us. Wherever rulers spurn your calling to serve justly, are hostile to your truth, and persecute your people, turn them from their evil and protect your church. Lord, in your mercy. Father, you sent Jesus to serve the poor and forgotten before the wealthy and the powerful. Keep us from false confidence in the earthly blessings you bestow, and fill our hearts with generous love toward the destitute and the suffering, that they may see Christ's love in ours. Visit and relieve the sick and the injured, those who are quarantined, recovering, and stuck at home. Heal them according to your mercy. Lord, in your mercy. O Holy Spirit, come to us in rich measure, so that all who commune may do so in true faith to their soul's well-being and strength. Let us take to heart the glad tidings of great joy that today in bread and wine we will receive Christ's body and blood for our forgiveness. Lord, in your mercy. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is good and right that we do.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Oh,
heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for sending your only Son into our world, that we might become your children, and for giving us now the very body and blood born of Mary in Bethlehem, to set us free from sin, death, Satan, and hell. By your Holy Spirit, keep us to the end with our Lord Jesus, that as we rejoice with the angels in his birth, we may rejoice with angels in his glory, and behold him with you and the Spirit in the kingdom of the triune majesty, which has no end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.